We're going to get back to arguing over the impact the president has on your life coming up. But right now, I want to pause from that for something that's really, really fascinating to me. And what a great, heartwarming story. Sylvia Mantina joins us from Greenwood Cemetery. Hey, Sylvia, how are you?
Good morning, Dave. I'm actually from Greenwood Funeral Home, but that's okay.
Gotcha. All right. Well, you're doing something very special at Greenwood Funeral Home today and playing
a part
in what really is something that's long, long overdue. Tell us what's going on at 1 o'clock this afternoon there at your funeral home.
So 1 o'clock today, Greenwood Funeral Home and Cemetery have the honor of a couple of months of facilitating this service for Private Randolph Ray Edwards, who was a New Orleanian. He actually was raised 1 mile away from the World War II Museum. He entered in the service in 1942 and was in February, and then was sent to the Guadalcanal a few months later in September. He was only there 6 days when he was tragically killed. His remains could not be found for 82 years. And after 82 years, some archaeologists were digging and found burial site.
So Ray Edwards, a New Orleanian, was killed 6 days into his time overseas fighting in World War II.
For the Marines.
And so they buried him there. I know we always hear no Marine left behind, circumstances must have dictated that they had to. They had no other option.
Absolutely. So he was buried with 3 other Marines. And years later, when they went to go to retrieve their Marine, because the Marine motto, as you said, no man left behind, and they do mean it. Terrain changes, so the burial site could not be located. And 82 years later, his remains surfaced. And through DNA, his remains were identified through his great niece in New Orleans through Ancestry.com in March of this year.
Wow.
And then the process started in June to get this service that we have an honor and a privilege to be entrusted with the responsibility of facilitating his services today.
This is so wonderful. So he actually, they were able to find his family here in New Orleans. And today they get to give him a proper funeral and burial 82 years after he died in service to our nation, fighting for the United States and the Allies in World War II.
Absolutely. His family, although military services are typically a solemn occasion, his great niece, who is the survivor of his family and her children, and the staff of Greenwood Funeral Home and Cemetery, we all believe this is not going to be a solemn occasion. It is a happy occasion. We're finally happy to have helped facilitate for generations to bring him home where his parents fought for 7 years writing letters to the Marines to get his body back, to finally put him at rest with his family and his siblings. You know, he was one of 4, and he had a sister and 2 brothers, and his 2 brothers were also at war with him. One was in the Navy, and one was in the Army. His brothers made it back safe, but he did not.
Well, I am so glad, Sylvia, that all these pieces were able to come together, and that you and the family and Greenwood Funeral Home can finally give Ray Edwards the celebration of his life that he deserves here in New Orleans. What time is this happening?
We are promptly starting at 1 o'clock. His casket will exit the chapel at Greenwood Funeral Home. We will process down Canal Boulevard. We will take a right on City Park Avenue and then enter the cemetery. The family and the funeral home and cemetery want anybody, any proud American, to come out and help celebrate, bring this hero back home and lay him to rest where he belongs with his family.
So what do you expect during this procession? How is it, you said it's going to be a celebration, not a mourning of his death, because clearly 82 years later, the time for mourning there's been time for that. This is a celebration.
Correct.
That he's coming home.
So I have facilitated, as a New Orleanian, I believe he should have a traditional jazz funeral. So we'll start off with a traditional New Orleanian jazz funeral. And then once we enter the cemetery, we will have full military honors.
Fantastic. All right, 1 o'clock and making the way to the cemetery?
Yes, 1 o'clock, Greenwood Funeral Home on Canal Boulevard.
All right. Sylvia, thank you for making all of this happen and inviting the public to play a part in it. Folks, if you have time on your lunch hour today, or you can get out there, I know it's only it's almost 11 o'clock now, so barely 2 hours away, but wouldn't it be great for folks to come out and really enjoy the jazz funeral and then pay appropriate tribute to Ray Edwards as he's laid to rest here in New Orleans. Thank you, Sylvia. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave, for having me on and to be able to celebrate this hero that we're finally able to bring back home.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.